Welcome to Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we're the hosts of this mystic pod.
Welcome back!
Welcome back! It is good to see your face.
It's so we can good actually to see
each other. Because I know last time, I think the last few times we had to use just call each other, not no video chat because of technical difficulties.
My computer doesn't like doing video calls anymore, and neither does like my iPad. So we've just had, now I just do it on my phone. I have the right headphones. I have the right mic. So hopefully, fingers crossed, this keeps working.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But it's so nice. Of course, like, we get the technical stuff, like, down and perfect for, like, our fun bonus episode.
As Jordan said, it's our fun episode. So we don't have an actual topic this week, and we thought it'd be a really cool idea just to kind of talk more about ourselves and, like, our favorite books and movies and how we got into, like, liking horror so much. So
yes. How we got into all of this mystic stuff.
Yeah. I like that we thought of this because I think we needed to just have a little break from content.
And yeah, we needed a little break. I definitely needed a break. I think the last time we recorded, I said, I hope I don't have COVID. Well, I did have COVID, and I do have COVID. But I'm like 2 days away or like 1 day away. Wait, what day is it? Is it Saturday? I'm like a day away from being out of quarantine.
Oh, I know. When I was editing that episode for last week, I think it was after you had already told me, and I was listening to it. I'm like, oh my God. In the episode, we're talking about like, oh, I hope you don't have it. And like,
Luckily, Andy and I did not have bad symptoms. We're doing really good.
I'm so happy to hear that. The only
thing that happened to us was that we lost our smell and taste, and the day that I fully lost my taste was my birthday.
I know.
And, like, Andy's mom brought me an ice cream cake, and my mom brought me pad thai, and, like, all of these nice things, but I couldn't taste any of them. Andy, and I've been, like, eating healthier, so I told Andy, I was like, okay, we are having, like, one, like, obviously we couldn't do anything for my birthday because we were in quarantine. So when we get out of quarantine, we're going to go out for sushi. When we can actually taste again.
Well, hey, that's why you can take advantage of, like, not being able to taste, and you can eat all the stuff, like, a lot of, like, healthier stuff. I feel like it's hard to eat because it's like, oh, I don't want to eat. Like, it's just kind of, like, nasty, healthy stuff. So you can eat it without having to taste it and then get all the nutrients.
I had a super green smoothie the other day, and I could eat it just, like, I don't know. I didn't need to add anything. It's very weird. Yeah. It's like your body still knows when something's, like, sweet or sour or bitter, and, like, it still craves. It's very weird. But I'm excited to be almost done with it.
Well, I'm just glad that you're doing well and that you didn't have any crazy symptoms. Because I know there's so many unknowns, and it's just really scary, and I'm really glad that you're doing well.
Yeah, I mean, the plus side is now we don't, like, now we don't have to worry about it as much because we'll be immune for the next 3 months, and by then we'll be vaccinated. So, like, literally, the worst has happened, so we can't get it anymore. So
I know, you're close to getting we're close to getting the vaccine. I can't wait.
Yeah, and it's, like, honestly, I'm trying to, like, remain positive and just be like, well, at least we got it when we got it because, you know, everyone's coming over for, like, wedding dress shopping and everything in, like, 2 weeks. And that will definitely give us time to, like obviously we'll be good. There's no chance we'll have it, and everything will be seen. So it'll be, like, I don't know. I feel like the timing worked out well. Like, at least it wasn't, like, next week or something.
Yeah, it just, it's a bummer, but we're going to continue on. I'm just glad we were able to record today still.
I'm so excited we're able to record. And I am still a little sick, so don't mind my man voice if I do. I'm, like, talking. I can, like, hear myself talking, like, lower than normal. Excuse my sick voice. I'm almost better.
I'm loving these. I don't know if it's how it is in Appleton, but here it's very dark and rainy and
our cloudy. Weather is here, girl.
I know. I was thinking, I woke up today, I was like, wow, it's like a foggy, it's rainy day. This is so perfect.
It's the perfect day for us to record.
And talk about all the stuff. I cleaned my entire apartment today and it felt so good. Just like basking in all the cleaning glory. Yeah. Yes. It's the best feeling. So I'm like just ready to talk about all this fun stuff.
I'm should so we just excited.
Like I feel like we okay we definitely need to watch the clock because we could talk for hours about this. So should we just get started so we can talk about it as much as we can? Let's
jump in. I'm so excited. I'm so ready. So
yeah,
like we've been saying, this is just going to be a fun bonus episode. We just wanted to talk about us and our favorite things and our recommendations because we have so many.
And our journey to our all of our obsessions.
We just want you guys to know us better. And we like obviously like, I don't know, I think we'll be happy to look back on this and listen later in life. So
that would be fun, like a time capsule. We'll come back like 50 years later. I love that.
So I thought we could start just kind of by like reintroducing ourselves a little bit and talking a little bit more than we ever have about like who each of us are and like what we do and what our interests are. Our stupid, like, you know, when you're a first day in college and they're like, what's a fun fact about you?
Okay, honestly, I always hated that because I don't have a lot of like crazy things or like crazy facts.
And,
so I never knew what to say.
What does anyone care?
I know. It's like, I guarantee no one's going to like remember these or like want to care.
But for the sake of this, we're going to pretend that people care.
Well, let's just do a few short, just reintroduce ourselves. So
yeah,
we can.
Well, yeah, I can go.
Yeah, you can go first. If you want.
I can go first. I think I can speak for both of us when I say that our lives have been exponentially more boring than they usually are.
this past year.
But when I don't have COVID and when there's not a pandemic and everything, I think we've talked about, I'm a real estate agent in Wisconsin, but I only do real estate because my parents are in real estate and I do all of their marketing for them and I kind of came on the team to help them and it was really nice because they helped me like get through all of it and it supplements my income for freelance writing, which is what I really like to do. And that's like what I'm trying to work on this year is I want to do full time freelance writing because Emma and I are both writers.
Yes.
And I really hope soon that you can join me
in
writing full time.
I totally think that
you're on the same like path too once you're able to. It's just so hard with COVID.
Oh yeah, I know. It's like it puts us in a difficult position for sure.
Yeah.
But things are looking up.
That's what I do. I spend basically my whole day. Andy's been home with me, obviously, like sick in quarantine. He's so in awe of my day because he's like, you just sit in bed and then work on your laptop for a few hours. I'm like, yeah. And I don't just work at like, oh, I'll get up at 9 a.m. and then work until this time. No, I'll get up at like 11 and work for 2 hours and then not work for like 3 hours and then work and then be working until like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Like, that's just how I work. So
yeah.
I don't know. Quarantine, I feel like it's kind of been like that for a lot of people in quarantine, and it doesn't feel like time is real. So
definitely
I'm really freaking excited for COVID to be over.
I know. We can have a party.
my mom's birthday present to me was going to Florida. Like, we're going to go to Florida in May, and it's going to be Andy's first plane ride.
Oh my gosh. Is he excited or nervous about the plane ride?
No, he's really excited.
Okay, good.
Have like a fear of it. He's just really excited. Yeah. And like we want to go to Europe for our honeymoon in a year. So
that'd be so perfect.
I think that's my like fun fact is that I'm just literally obsessed with traveling. It's all I want to do. Yeah. I want to be, as everyone knows about like last time, my obsession with Cobb houses. Like I just want to have a tiny Cobb house and travel the world.
I don't think anyone's forgetting that. When I was editing that episode, I was just laughing because we spent so long talking about Cobb houses.
And I'm not kidding. Like I'm still on it. Like I'm obsessed, and all I want to do is have a tiny Cobb village. And
I support that.
Travel the world. So that's basically amazing. Yeah. I just want to write and get enough money to travel, and that's about it. That's me.
I love it.
Right there.
That's Jordan in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I love it. So exciting.
Take us down, Emma Lane.
Emma Lane, yeah. Or would it be Emma Avenue? I don't know. What would I...
Ooh, Emma Boulevard.
Honestly. Yeah, I mean, I guess... I mean, I don't really... I think I say this a lot. I just have a pretty boring life because of COVID, like we said. But, I mean, something really exciting for me is I moved during this whole pandemic. Last May. So it's almost been a year, which is crazy to think about.
Oh, that's so crazy.
I moved to my dream city. I've been wanting to move to Madison, Wisconsin for so long.
And I've literally been wanting to move there for forever. Yeah. Like, it's so perfect for
you. It was, like, the next transition. Like, I always look at my, like, my plan. I, like, make little steps about where I want to be. And this was, like, my next step. And I, like, made it happen despite the pandemic. And I moved in with my sister. It worked out really perfectly. And we were able to get a place at the right time together. And it's been really great just doing that and living together. But yeah, so I live in Madison and I work remotely, which is really nice. And I work for an insurance company and it's a really great company. I know Jordan and I used to work together. Right when I graduated college, I started and it was just a really good company to get into right from college. I mean, it's not what I went to school for and it's not necessarily my dream, but it really is giving me a lot of professional experience and I'm learning a lot. So it was kind of a good first step in my plan.
Well, and they let you move to your dream city and yeah. be remote during COVID, which is so
I know.
Perfect.
That was really nice to let me do that.
There's not a lot of writing jobs around.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of writing jobs while people are getting laid off in the middle of, like, a quarantine.
So. I know. And I know it's, for me, and also I know there's, like, so many opportunities in Madison, too, so I obviously will be looking into stuff within my passion for writing and anything
like
that.
I'm so excited for you to be a writer in Madison. Yeah. You're gonna kill it.
But, yeah, I guess on the side of that, I am working on my screenplay, which I am still pursuing, even though it's taking me a while, but, you know, it's a very long process, and it'd be my dream to finish that, and I'm actually looking into these classes that are through the University of Madison. It's like a continuing education sort of class, and you can take it online, and they have one for screenwriting. So I'm looking into starting that screenwriting course to kind of help
awesome.
Me. Like, it's gonna. I feel like it's going to give me a little push that I need because I'm going to actually have to, like, meet goals.
Goals and, like, I don't know, goal setting and having really strict goals. I don't know, that's, like, one of the hardest things about not mm-hmm. being in school,
yeah.
I feel. Like, for me, it's so weird because you have, like, this thing that you're chasing literally your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you're in school, you're going to the next grade level, you have to do this, this, and this, and da-da-da-da, and then in college, it's the same thing. And then all of a sudden, you don't have it anymore, and you just, like...
Yeah, it's like that discipline.
You have so
away.
Many options, but then it's like you don't have a specific target, and it feels so overwhelming, and,
yeah.
like, you're not going anywhere.
No,
so.
Yeah, that's why I definitely, when I found out about that class, because it's, like, kind of... for people who are, you know, have graduated college or just kind of want to continue on with a certain area. And when I found the screenwriting one, I was like, this is so perfect. And there's so many resources even here. And, like, I can't wait till things open up because I would love to join, like, film groups. And because I'm really interested in, like, filmmaking and screenwriting. So I definitely want to dive more into that world. So
yes.
we
and
shall see.
I think that's probably a good transition.
Yes, that's perfect.
Both Emma and I are just absolute
yes.
story lovers. It doesn't matter if
yeah.
we're reading or watching something. So I think for like most of the rest of this episode, we're just going to talk about our favorite stuff.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And it's all just mostly going to be about stories, whether it's like books or TV shows or movies or whatever. Because
we're
storytelling
lovers. I don't even
know
where to start because honestly, there's just so weird. I love how we have connected over the years over our love for these things, and we share so many of the same obsessions, and it's been so fun to bond
we
over
do.
That.
I mean, I feel like we should probably say one of our first obsessions was
okay.
a story because when we were in a short story like. I think it was a short story class, not a short story workshop, but we were
okay.
in a short story class
yeah,
we read the story that everyone talks about, which is Where Are You Going,
Where Have You Been? Oh my God, that story, to
which
this
is
day,
like,
I could read
if
it
you like,
50 million
If you
times.
Like anything true crime, if you like mystic stuff, you have to read this story, it's so good, it's so creepy.
It's Joyce Carol Oates. And she is phenomenal. The story is so good. One of the best short stories I've ever read.
I don't even want to, like, say anything because it gives away. And it's a short story, so it really takes, like, 20 minutes of your time, maybe, tops. So just read it because that's, like, literally one of, like, the first stories. And I remember it was one of the first short stories that I read that I was like, wow, I really would like to write, like, stories based on true crime or stories that are creepy because this story, like, was so, I don't know, it was one of the only things that gave me those literal goosebumps other than, like, the Goosebumps books that I would read when I was little.
And, well, like, it just brought you into this world and it did a good job of, it's not very outright, like, scary or, like, aggressive, but it has these, like, underlying, like, eerie, like, this eerie theme to it, and the way that she frames it is so, it just touches you in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And yeah. We both love weird stories and
so yeah, that kind like of that. I think that definitely got us in, and we talked about that a lot, and then it started the conversation between us, because like that's when we were first kind of becoming friends, and we had to get to that weird like layer of, are we like, can we talk about all these weird things together? And then there was like no shame.
Yeah, it's hard to like find people that you can be like, hey, I really like all these creepy, fucked up things. Do you also like them? Like, let's talk about the universe together.
Yeah, let's get deep.
Yeah, exactly. It's like hard to find people like that.
Yeah.
But, and I remember, we're just like going to bounce around, I guess, because like we'll come back to books and things like that. But because I want to talk about some of our just favorite personal books. We can't miss that.
Oh,
but
yeah. Like, yeah.
I remember when we were, like, just more on the lines of, like, becoming friends. We've already talked about this a little bit, but another thing that, like, the thing that really brought us together was Stranger Things.
That?
100%.
Stranger Things, like, defines our, you know, it's like, when you think of our friendship growing and becoming what it is, it's Stranger Things. It's the glue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because I had never been... You know, you make acquaintances in college and you don't know if you're going to be friends. But the first time I ever went over to your dorm, like, to actually hang out was to watch Stranger Things.
Oh, and I just remember, do you remember when the season 2 trailer dropped? Oh, my goodness. We watched that, like, five
We couldn't
times.
Stop watching it. And I remember literally watching it with you and being like, we were both like, this is the best made trailer we've ever seen.
It was so good.
This is such a cinematically beautiful trailer. Like, we were obsessed with how it was made. Because
they used Thriller, the song Thriller. And they just incorporated it in such a cool way. And it was, like, coming out around Halloween. It was so perfect.
It was really well done. It was so cool.
I watched that, I remember, like, in the union at GB. I would just sit in, like, the union and watch that trailer.
And we made it a thing to, like, I think, did we... I think for the second season was when I went and got, like, a tub of popcorn from the movie theater and came over to your dorm, and we watched, like, most of the second season together.
That was so
and, like,
fun.
And we watched the third season together and, like, were sobbing on your couch.
We did that did we do that all in one day? Like, the whole third season?
The second season we did, and, like, we didn't do all together, but the third season, I think we watched everything in a day.
Because we ended at, like, I think it was, like, 4 a.m. when we ended.
We ended up really early, and I was sobbing. Oh my God, we were both crying together on the couch.
I just remember us, like, we were literally wrapped in each other's arms, like, it sobbing. Was, and having like a moment.
If you
so
don't
sad.
if you don't have someone to fucking cry with while I'm not gonna say it, I don't wanna spoil anything.
Yeah.
But you gotta
very sad.
Get those friends. But oh my God, we definitely have bonded over Stranger Things. So shout out to Stranger Things. We know that the writing gets significantly worse every season, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. I don't watch it because it's, like, the perfect show. I honestly think, like, the first two seasons are amazing.
Yeah, and, the, like, first one, though, hits different. That one, like, is so special.
Yeah, it's because it was new.
Yeah.
And it was a mix of so many things, and it's groundbreaking. I think it's getting, like, I don't know, it gets a little sillier every season, but I don't really care. Like, I just want to watch it anyway because I care about the story. But that was definitely, like, the thing that brought us together.
Oh, yeah. We dressed up. We dressed up as, you were 11, I was Joyce.
Yes.
Sheep's Head.
I got my, I it was so really, yeah, it was early in the semester because it was for Halloween, and I got my hair cut, and it was the perfect length to be, like, her, Eleven's, like, hair in the wig, so we dressed up like that, and I got so many weird looks at school because nobody dresses up.
Well, you had the blood. You had the blood on your nose, too.
Yeah, I had the blood on my nose, and nobody dresses up at GB, so I got a ton of weird looks, but that's fun.
Okay, no, that was fun. But yeah, Stranger Things for sure, and then I feel, going back to books, we have to bring this up. This thing, other the series that really is forever. Do we dare even talk about it?
Oh, we have to. Our other obsession beyond, I think this like goes beyond Stranger Things because it's such a guilty Thorns and Roses.
It's okay. It's a guilt. Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure, but it's honestly. You know, I have no shame, okay?
It's a guilty pleasure, and I, oh my god, and do you want to know what's even crazier? Our mutual friend, Kryn, now works for that publisher.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets, like, updates on the book all the time, and gets to see videos of Sarah J. Maas, and she gets so upset because she's, like, loves literary fiction, and she's like, I can't believe this is the bestseller, I can't believe it, da-da-da-da, and
hey,
I was
we
like,
can.
Well... I mean, I can believe it because it's, is it the best writing? No. Is it literary fiction? No.
But is it captivating?
It's still amazing.
Yes. It's very captivating. It's got some steamy moments.
And let me tell you, the last book that just came out, A Court of Silver Flames.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
Holy camole.
Is it like...
I mean, okay, honestly, for Sarah J. Maas, it's really not that much. People are freaking out about it and being like, oh my god, this is so much steamier. And like, yeah, it is a little.
She's always had some pretty crazy steamy scenes.
They're just a little bit more blunt because it's fucking Nesta and Cassian.
Which, Cassian is my forever crush, my book
crush. I'm sorry, we're about to get really nerdy because we're just going to be talking about things nobody knows if you've not read it. But like, if you know, you know, like...
Cassian,
I don't know.
Recent.
It's definitely interesting. I don't know. It's so long that I kind of skip some stuff because it gets boring and it's a guilty pleasure kind of book, but...
But we have to talk about the moment, though, that I was speed reading the last part of the second one, and you were witnessing me.
I guess we should talk about, like, so basically I think I read A Court of Thorns and Roses, like, really slowly, didn't like the first book, read the second book, loved it, like, just sped through it so fast.
Also, it's very, like, it's fantasy. I don't think we talked about it. It's fantasy.
Yeah, it's, like, fantasy, young adult, new adult, kind of, like, in between that territory.
Yes.
It's, like, fantasy romance, and it involves fairies. And I don't know if I liked the slight bestiality tones of the first book, but we'll get past that. Just, I mean, just skim the first book, really, is what I would tell people. You don't even have to read it.
Well, that's what you did.
Skim it.
I remember when you were you started it and you were telling me about it.
Yeah, you can get everything you need to know by skimming the first book and then going to the actual good second book.
Second one, yeah.
And... Emma started to read it, and I wanted her, like, it's one of those series that you really have to get through the first book and get through the second book to, like, learn all these things, and I wanted her to be caught up with me, so I'm, like, watching her speed read
in
her apartment.
But then we had that music on, and it ended with, like, that, we had that music on, Audio Machine. Was it Audio Machine?
So in college, I would always go to Emma's apartment, and we would have, like, writing and reading nights because we're dorks. But actually, I got more writing done there, probably, than I did, like, anywhere else. But we were having, like, a writing night, and I was playing Audio Machine, which is this really dramatic, intense, movie score music, which is
so
amazing
good.
If you're a writer or anyone
creative. Yeah, there's, yeah, great. It's
highly
it's so
recommend
great.
Yeah. Audio Machine. But I was, like, this really... stupidly dramatic, like, Christmas, like, Polar
Express song came on. Yeah.
It was not a good song, but the end was really dramatic, and she literally finished the book as like, the final notes of the song were ringing out, and she, like, puts her hands in the air. It was amazing.
It was so perfect. Oh, my God. That was the best. That was so fun.
It was so dramatic and amazing.
But, yeah, Yeah, we love our crazy, cringy fantasy novels. No shame. Yeah.
They're really good. And just to talk about the original love of my life, Twilight.
Twilight.
I think everything at this point is just mitigating for the hole, the gaping hole that Twilight left in my life when I finished it. And I don't care that it's terrible. And I don't care that I hated
it. It's a big part of our lives.
I went on, like, I think I did what most people did when they were young. Like, I absolutely loved Twilight, and, like, I think the first movie came out when I was in 5th grade.
Oh, I think I was in 7th grade.
I remember being in elementary school when I was reading the last book, which was the 6th one.
Wait, but so maybe I was definitely
in 6th grade, yeah. We were young. Yeah. It feels like we were older, but we were young. And then after that, everyone decided, like, everyone loved Twilight, and then everyone did the flip thing where they're like, Twilight's the worst.
Yeah.
So then I hated Twilight and retaliated. And, like, yeah, it is the worst, but also it is the best. And nothing will ever be the best because it's Twilight.
It set the bar high.
The older I get, I'm not kidding, there's this phenomenon where the older I get, the more I like it, and I watched all of them for my birthday. It brings me
it's classic. A
sense of nostalgia and childhood comfort that I can't get from anything else, and it affects me on a daily basis. I think Twilight has a hold over my life.
Well, it's always just a big part of our lives, and like for me, I started out, I hated it. I hated everything about it, and I think I started with the movies. I, like, watched the movies first. I know it's a bad move, and then I read the books after, and then that's when I started liking it, and then it became obsessed. But I went to, like, midnight premiere. I think I went to the midnight premiere of New Moon and Eclipse, I think.
I remember watching it. I remember going to see the first movie with my dad and his 2 adult friends.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's, like, they, a plot twist.
My dad was, like, hanging out with his 2 adult friends, and I was with them. It sounds weird when I say it like that. It wasn't. But we were all hanging out, and they, like, wanted to appease me while also, like, you know, spending time together. Yeah. So they were like, hey, we'll take you to a movie. What do you want to see? Aww. And I was like, Twilight, I guess. And I didn't know anything about it. And then literally after that, I was absolutely obsessed. I tore out a magazine cover of, oh my gosh, like, Rob, yes, Pattinson and Kristen,
wait,
Stewart.
Was it, like, the J14 magazine? Or, like, the, you know, those, like, J14?
It was the one, yeah, it was the one that everyone had. It was the one where it was, like, a blue background, and she's in this, like, really ugly white shirt dress thing holding an apple. And he's in this really ugly, like, taupe. They always had, like, the worst clothes. Oh, yeah.
What makes up for the worst, the clothes and the cringiness, is the music, the soundtrack.
Oh my god. And I didn't even, like, amazing. Think about talking about music. Okay, I guess my phone's just going to be sideways now.
But, I'm seeing all angles.
Yeah, you are. Oh my god. The soundtrack absolutely fucking slaps in every single movie.
It's iconic. It will go down as one of the best movie soundtracks, in my opinion.
First movie. Amazing. Ugh. Supermassive Black Hole. Amazing. The baseball scene. Fucking amazing. And then you have the second movie.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking Possibilities while she's sitting in her chair being depressed. You got Rosalind. So you got Satellite Heart. You have fucking... Okay, but the first movie does have Flightless Bird. I could go on.
Oh my god,
the soundtracks are amazing.
Yeah, they're really good, honestly. I think that made up for a lot, and it helped me be able to get through it, because even the cringiness,
the soundtrack. But I think part of the reason I love it so much is, like, I've embraced the cringiness. You have to go into it knowing full well that it is one, like, the first movie is one of the cringiest movies ever.
Oh my gosh,
ever.
Yeah. But, like, the lighting was good. It's, like,
Andy
a nice, cool
were, oh, yeah, it is. I love Twilight. I love how, like, when you picture the movies, we could have a whole podcast
episode
on
Twilight.
Whole podcast, because I could talk
just
about,
a podcast, yeah.
I could talk about Twilight for my whole life, but I love the different colors of it, and I love the indie style that they filmed the first movie in. But
yeah.
What were they doing?
I know.
Like, Why was the camera always, like, 2 inches away from everybody's
I know, it made it
face.
Really cringy. It made it really cringy, for sure.
Andy and I were, like, because that's all we did, obviously, that's all we could do in quarantine for my birthday. I was like, all I want to do is watch Twilight. So all we did was watch all of the Twilight movies, and we, like, cried our way through the first one because we were laughing so hard. The second one, low-key slaps.
The second one's my favorite out of all of them. It always has been.
And the second one was my least favorite book. Like, I despised
the book. I like the third book, I think.
I hated that Edward was gone because I didn't like Jacob when I read the books. But then when you get older, like, I really like the relationship between I can't believe we're talking about Twilight for so long.
Yeah, I feel like we need to, after this, we'll move on.
But I am just saying, you know, the older you get, don't judge anyone for liking terrible things because...
No.
I know it's bad.
It's iconic. No shame.
No shame. It's like watching bad reality television. It's just comforting.
But, okay, now you talked about having a marathon, and that made me think of something else we have to talk about, which is funny, because I just finished doing another marathon. My sister and I did a Harry Potter marathon recently.
Yes!
It's been a while since I had seen all of them, like, in sequence. I mean, we didn't watch them in sequence. We actually, like, skipped around. But, like, I haven't seen all of them together for a while. So we did a little marathon. It was actually really fun because we love Harry Potter. Harry Potter movies are...
The book. That's definitely, like, if there were two books that I were like, oh, these are the series that, like, made me as a reader and, like, a writer and whatever, it would be Harry Potter first and then Twilight later.
Which I didn't even finish. I haven't even read the 6th or 7th Harry Potter.
Really?
I know that's bad. But,
I mean, I don't know. I think there's some, and again, I think there's, like, even watching the Harry Potter movies, like, they're definitely not amazing. Like, even the stories themselves, I'm like, oh, like, there are so many plot holes, there's so many this or that, or da-da-da-da-da, this is stupid, but it's still so, like, iconic.
Yeah. I just want to know more, too. Like, I want them to do different spinoffs, because there's so many areas they could explore, and I'm always interested in that. Yeah. But, no, it's just so good. But, yeah, I've always loved Harry Potter. And
so before we move on to other things, this is kind of mixing into our love of movies, too. Talking about binging things and series. We cannot not talk about Lord of the Rings.
I know. I was thinking that was gonna be next. Like, we had to start with the heavy hitters like Twilight, Harry Potter, and Lord of the Rings, for sure. But... Yeah, also we have to talk about, I know a little bit, we talked a while back in an episode, we talked about Sirius Black and Aragorn and our weird obsession with, like, men, older, middle-aged, like,
okay,
characters.
I'm sorry, what is Hollywood's obsession with making, like, male characters, like, fucking hot?
Okay,
like,
but honestly, I'm so glad that you agree with me with Sirius Black, because he is the best character in that whole entire
series. He's such a creature in real life.
Yeah,
and
yo,
in
Gary
other
Oldman's
movies
a
he does.
Crusty,
yeah, why is mofo. He so crusty, but he's so hot in the movies?
But okay, that's why I'm not gonna do, like, a prequel where they're, like, when they're in school, because I feel like he would be so hot when he was, like, in the school.
I think if they did a prequel, though, I would, like, hate, because I already don't like James with everything that they, like, show of him. I'd just be, like, so irritated with all of them.
Yeah.
Like, they seem like terrible people. Like, I want redemption.
But yeah, Sirius Black is, before we move on to Lord of the Rings, I just need to make that known. He is the OG crush. He's the best.
And... He's the, honestly though, like truly, not even in the same universe as
Strider. Okay, Daddy, okay, we need to make this clear every episode.
Like, I'm not even kidding. I don't even remember when I started loving him. I think I loved Aragorn from the first time I watched that movie, and I was fucking little. Like, I'm in love with this man.
Okay, talk about, like, another thing that brought us together, because, oh my god, like, Aragorn brought us together. He is we worship him, and...
He's our father, our savior,
I just remember that one time we were laughing, because I forgot what you said, but you were, like, we're talking about Viggo, and then Aragorn, I forgot.
I was saying that, like, Aragorn is hotter than Viggo,
but okay, actually is, though.
Why do the characters have to be hotter than their actual actors? I don't understand.
Yeah, Aragorn, that scene, the first scene, with he lights the pipe, it, like...
I can't. dark and mysterious in. Men.
Mm. But yeah, Lord of the Rings is another huge one we are obsessed with.
Yes, we haven't done a full extended version.
Marathon,
but we have done a marathon, which in and of itself is a lot. Because I feel like watching 3 Lord of the Rings movies is the equivalent of watching all of the Harry Potter movies.
I know.
That's how long it feels.
And I've seen all the extended ones by themselves, but I've never done it, like, straight through all 3.
Me too.
So we're gonna do that at some point.
It's gonna be a long one.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is such a, forever top fave, like,
yeah,
the story.
And now, I have an absolute just diehard obsession with England because I've been there twice now, and I got to stay in Oxford for 3 weeks when I went the second time, and it was literally focused on, like, literary tours and stuff, and, of course, 90% of it was Lord of the Rings stuff. So,
I love that.
Like, I got to see so much, like, inspiration for Lord of the Rings, and, like, there are 2 towers in Oxford that, like, inspired him to write the 2 towers and, like, all of this stuff, so it's really, really cool, and, like, there's just so many, I have so many, like, Hobbit thing, like, there was a Lord of the Rings exhibit while we were there. I wish you could have seen it. It was so cool.
Okay, well, I want to go to England with you.
Yeah. And you definitely have to.
Yeah, and then we have to go to New Zealand to, like, do the full-on filming location tour.
We need to go. I think we just need to save up our money and go on a year-long, like, spiritual adventure trip where we just go to, like, we go to the Milarepa Cave that we were talking about in, like, one of the last episodes with the handprint, and we can...
That'd be so fun.
We can go to, like, Machu Picchu and just do all the things.
All the things. But yeah,
we just need to get rich first.
Oh my gosh, I know. We have to, before we move on to anything else, we have to bring up for Lord of the Rings the soup and how much we hate Eowyn.
Oh my god.
Because she's trying to steal our man. She's trying to steal our man.
Okay, back honestly, off. Emma hates Eowyn a lot more than I do because I do very much like the scene where she, like, rips off her mask and is like, I am no man.
I like that scene too, okay? I don't
hate it. But she also needs to keep her thirsty hands off of our man.
I know,
he belongs to
Arwen.
Arwen. Eowyn.
Eowyn, Arwen.
Why are the names the same?
I know.
Why?
It is very weird. Also, I want to live in Rivendell. I wish it was a real place.
Dude, when I make my Cobb house, I can make it in the style of, like, elfish architecture.
Yeah. Which also,
is what I'm saying.
Talk about a good soundtrack, man.
Oh, yeah.
The score for Lord of the Rings is, like, next level.
It's poppin'.
It is.
It's not Twilight level because it's all instrumental, which is one. It's a different thing because it's
like,
harder.
It gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it.
It's easier to be cool when you're instrumental, I feel. Yeah. It's way harder to have a poppin', like,
that's true,
actual lyrical soundtrack, but not to take away from the Lord of the Rings soundtrack because it's really fucking good.
Yeah, it is really
Same
good.
Same with, really random side tangent. I've not even seen the movie, but if you want to listen to a really good soundtrack and you aren't annoyed by bagpipes, like I'm not, The Last of the Mohicans is a fantastic soundtrack.
So good. I've never seen the movie, but yes, I've heard this, like, music from that movie.
It's absolutely incredible. And I don't mind bagpipes. I think they're really pretty. Everyone makes fun of them, but I think they're really pretty.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay.
So many things are coming out in this episode. I didn't think I was going to be talking about bagpipes.
Bagpipes.
We definitely need to get into horror,
I think. Yes. Okay, so we did, like, the heavy, like, bigger fandoms that were in, like, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Twilight.
Yeah.
And we love that, and also, I mean, we don't have to get into this, but Game of Thrones we also love, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
everyone
loves Game of Thrones, so.
Years of us talking about it.
Exactly.
But, yes, we should talk about A24 and
Our true love,
all those
We have so many
movies.
True loves, but this one is extra.
Which is so, it's so ironic, okay, this first, like, side note, it's very ironic because if anyone who knows me, like, pre-college, anyone who knows me, I hated everything to do with horror movie. I was scared of everything. I was literally scared of the movie. I won't watch the movie Scream. There was a moment in high school when my friends almost, they were trying to make me watch it. And I literally was, ran up the stairs and was tackled by my friend trying to, like, get me to watch this movie, and I refused.
Oh, my God.
So I go from that to being, like, one of the biggest horror movie fans ever.
I switched earlier than you, but I was the exact same way. My mom loved horror movies and would, like, play them all the time, and I'd literally, like, be hiding under the blankets, trying not to hear it, because I hated horror movies. So I feel like kids who are like that end up really liking horror movies when they're older. I don't know why.
Now I just can't get enough, because, for me, horror movies, they're different, because they touch on such deep subjects that make you think and, like, get into your head, and it's not surface level.
Yeah, Emma and I definitely like this new era of horror where
psychological.
It's not just, yeah, it's horror. Not slasher. It's, like, first of all, it's cinematic, and mm-hmm. it's so, like, some of the movies we're going to talk about are so beautifully, so, like, beautiful shot, and, like, the direction is amazing, and, like, the writing, the acting. Yeah, they're getting so, and I think it's absolutely insane that horror movies don't get, like, the notice at award shows and stuff, because I think they're so good.
I know, but for me, it's because it's like the stigma built up. I think everyone's like, oh, horror, it's gonna be, but personally, I don't believe in award shows. I don't think it's fair to critique art in like that, like for movies and music and stuff. Like, you can't like critique things like everyone can. I don't know, it's just weird to me that they have things in the same categories, and it's hard to like critique on the same plane.
Yeah, and award shows are almost always just a bunch of white people, so.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of BS. I definitely do not like award shows.
No. So. I like award shows when they actually go out of their way to, like, support, like, foreign films or something.
I never
would have known about Parasite, which is the first Korean movie. It was the first international movie ever to win, whatever it won, an Oscar or... Yeah, and I never would have watched it if it hadn't gotten so much, like, national attention, and mm-hmm. it was, truly, Parasite is one of, it's along the same lines of being, like, it's a beautiful movie, it's directed and shot so well, it's hilarious, it's not even, like, it's a very good movie for people to get into if they're kind of afraid of horror, and I think... It kind of, like, opened my eyes to being, like, oh, I need to start watching international movies and movies mm-hmm. that aren't in English, because I have the subtitles on 90% of the time when I watch a movie anyway. So if I'm already reading the subtitles, why not? It's fine. I can read international subtitles.
Yeah, it opens up a whole new world. Yeah, I love that.
And I've watched... I used to be in French class. I used to watch French movies, which were amazing, and and Parasite was amazing. So, like, it kind of reminded me, like, oh... we should make an effort to actually watch international movies, because they're so good. That's, like, the only, and international movies are hardly ever accredited at award shows, but that's, like, the only reason I like it, is because sometimes you'll, like, hear about a movie that you maybe haven't heard of.
Well, for me, that's, like, I like that, too. For me, I just don't like the structure of award shows, but I do, like, I want there to be more movie festivals. So I feel like that could be different. Like, for me, movie festivals can give exposure and support, but it's not like you're trying to, like, pit them against each other and, like...
Yeah, no, yeah. I feel the same way, because I would rather watch a movie, like, if I was looking for a movie that I was going to absolutely love, mm-hmm. I wouldn't look at, like, Oscar winners. I would look at, like, what did Sundance say was the best, because... You know, if it wins awards at Sundance, it's gonna be a good movie.
Yeah. Which, okay, should we start talking about A24? Because
yes,
we have an obsession with A24 movies.
Speaking of, like, Sundance and independent movies, we absolutely love A24, which isn't really an independent, like, movie thing anymore, because it's fucking huge now.
It's getting huge, but still, like, it just has a certain, like, these movies have a certain style. Like, not like as in they're all the same, but, like, you know, it's A24. Because they pick directors who have just, like, these crazy, amazing visions that, like, are just not the traditional.
Very type. Stylized movies. Yes. And, of course, we have to talk about our namesake here at Witch's Brew.
The Witch! Which, I love that the first time I saw it, I think it was with you, wasn't it? Or was it the first time?
Yeah, I think so. I think we watched it together, because I would not have watched that movie alone. I was really afraid of the goat. Like, some things in horror movies, I would watch a trailer and just be like, oh, no, I'm absolutely not watching that movie. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, for so many years, that goat freaked me out. I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm not watching it.
Well, the ending
and then you
scene
and I just
too
decided to watch it. Actually, you know what? I think I watched it for the first time in England.
No, I think you did, because I remember it was my first time, but you guys had come over to my apartment
I
and
think,
we watched three movies.
Yeah,
one
so
night.
When we were in England the second time, we literally just watched movies every single night. That was, like, the thing that we did. So we watched The Witch. And then after that, I was just like, I have to show everybody this movie. It's such a good movie. So,
no, I'm obsessed.
Wait, was that the night? I think that was the night that we had a lot of friends over at your apartment.
No, we did. It was when we watched
Callie
Hereditary.
Was over and Mingo was over. And
Hereditary
we watched, like,
and It Follows. Hereditary and It Follows with The Witch. Which, okay,
oh
speaking of that, you guys freaking ditched me. We got done at, like, 1:30 in the morning after we watched Hereditary, which that, like, scarred me. And then you guys left, and I was alone, and I slept with all my lights on, and I had Gilmore Girls on while I was trying to fall asleep.
So, the first time we watched Hereditary,
oh, that movie, it's so good, but so
the first time scary. We watched it, it was when I was, when I moved back to Green Bay, remember I had to live in that hotel for 2 weeks
because my
dorm room wasn't ready? That was a whole disaster. But living in the hotel was fun because people would come visit me because we had a hotel, we had a pool and
that's
a
nice.
Fucking, I had a pool and a hot tub and a hotel room with two beds.
Your
so my
personal
like people would
oasis.
Just, yeah, so people would just come over and we'd have movie nights and I think we watched Hereditary and literally it was, again, it was like Mingo, Callie, me, a few other people, I think, were there, too, and we watched Hereditary, and I think Callie stayed with me, and we, like, slept, I don't know if we slept in the same bed, but we were both, like, terrified. We were both, like, she's above us in the corner, because
I know
Hereditary corner. Literally, if The Witch, I would say The Witch isn't that scary. It's very heady.
It's unnerving. Very, like, it's very unnerving. Like, it leaves you unsettled because there's this paranoia that's built up. And, like, you're just wondering what's going to happen. It's very
It's
slow.
Playing with paranoia and being deserted and out in the middle of nowhere. And it's amazing.
But Hereditary's
Hereditary,
more outright.
Hereditary's actually scary and mind-boggling.
And Midsommar, too. Midsommar, which I watched that alone. And I still don't know how I did that, but I did.
Honestly, Midsommar did not freak me out because it was such a slow
but it, like,
burn.
When
it
did get
so
scary,
good.
It was, like, it was slow, but when it did, it, like, hit hard. Like, it was, like, these really intense parts.
Yeah. But, which is why I kind of like the movies that make you feel like you have to, not that they're a slog, but, like, they are mentally challenging.
No,
and
I love, like, slow-paced movies. I love slow burners because, for me, I just love to analyze everything and just, I love it when it's, like, they're slow and then all of a sudden it gets really crazy at the end, which is a lot of these A24 movies.
And I know one A24 movie that you love that I haven't seen yet that I want to see so bad because Rob Pattinson is The Lighthouse.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so The Lighthouse, which that's another one I watched alone. Which that one isn't, it's kind of like, I mean, it's like the same director as The Witch, so that makes sense. It's not very as scary as some other ones,
but it's another, like, mental thing.
It, like, messes you up. I remember when I watched it, I felt like I was gaslighted. Like, you feel like you're gaslighted, and you just, it's very intense, and, like, the way they film it, it's, like, supposed to be set in, like, the late 1800s, I think, and it looks like a very old movie. Like, the way they do it is so cool. It's all black and white, and it's, like,
I feel
literally
like
Robert
so
Pattinson.
Good for that.
It's Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe, and it's, like, they're just alone. It's another thing where it's, like, isolation, and, like, they're going mad, and, like, it's so scary and so good.
Well, and it's kind of funny that, I don't know, it's weird that horror movies have definitely, like, in the last few years, isolation has been a big theme, and then all of a sudden we were quarantined for a
that
year.
Is crazy.
Like, it's weird.
But yeah, The Lighthouse, I want to watch that with you because
yes,
it's so good.
We have to watch The Lighthouse. And just to name, like, a few, like, obviously, watch A24 movies,
yes.
Midsommar. I'm in love with Florence Pugh, like, watch
Florence,
all of the A24 movies. But some other ones we liked, as we were saying before, It Follows, amazing soundtrack, amazing movie.
It's kind of like Stranger Things. It has, like, a Stranger Things vibe.
It has
to
a Stranger Things vibe, but, like, way creepier.
Yeah.
The soundtrack, like, the soundtrack itself is unsettling.
It's very good, yeah. Trying to think of any other, like, standouts for me for horror.
Yes. We watched it at your apartment that night, As Above, So Below.
Oh, wait, no, I had never seen that.
Yeah, we watched it at your
no,
house.
No, I've never seen that movie. I've never seen that movie.
Emma, it's such a good one. I wonder if we watched it somewhere else. We went through, like, this phase of, like, all of our college friends watched, like, every horror movie we could get our hands on. So I feel like you were there for all of it. But As Above, So Below is very good. It's about group of, like, not teenagers, like, 20-year-olds who go down into this mine. Okay. And they basically go through, like, the levels of hell, and, like, it's very psychological, it's very, like, what's happening, that one is more, I would put it on the lower tier of, like, it's more of just, like, a good old classic horror movie, like, it's kind of heady. What else? What are some good classic ones? The Conjuring will always be
The Conjuring, amazing. I love The Conjuring so much. And the second one, oh my god, I love the second one. The third one, they're making a third one too.
And they have all of the offshoots and stuff like Annabelle. I've seen all of them.
Have you seen the Nun?
We hate The Nun and we make fun of it. I love it so much. Okay, because I love Thaisa. I love Thaisa. Thaisa's great. I think Thaisa Farmiga is an amazing actress, but that movie is so bad.
I liked it.
But that's what happens when a franchise doesn't know when to fucking give up. Like, I think...
Well, I just like when things are connected.
I don't know. I think that one was just written so badly. Like, it could have been good. They had an amazing cast, and they just, like, wrote it so terribly.
I like the classic, Scream movies.
Scream. Paranormal Activity.
I've never seen it.
Emma, we have to watch Paranormal Activity together. That's, like, a rite of passage.
I'm trying to think. I've seen The Blair Witch.
You love The Blair Witch.
That one, I didn't, like, love it. I liked it.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought you did.
I just hate that stupid girl in it.
I love that one. This is just going into, like, a general horror one, but the one with Ryan Reynolds, Amityville Horror.
Oh, I think I've seen that. I want to watch the original, the one from the 70s.
A really old one that's very good is The Thing.
Okay.
But I don't like watching animals, like, die and get hurt, and it does happen frequently in that movie, so I didn't like that part.
I have to prepare myself. I love old classic. Vincent Price is, like, one of my favorite actors, and he's in a lot of, like, really, really old, creepy, amazing movies.
Yes.
So, I love the really old ones. I love...
Ooh, what about one of your favorite directors, Guillermo?
Wait, what?
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, wait, what? I'm trying to think. What's that
Dracula.
Movie?
Dracula.
No, that's Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, is it not? I thought Guillermo... Oh,
no, he did, like, Pan's Labyrinth and...
That's why. Because I love Guillermo del Toro.
Francis Ford Coppola is one of my favorite directors, and he did Outsiders and The Godfather, which I love The Godfather so much.
I actually recently, not now we're kind of off horror, but sorry, my legs were falling asleep, so I moved positions.
Get comfy.
Andy and I watched Pan's Labyrinth for the first time last year, and I was absolutely blown away. Like,
yeah, I have not seen it.
It was...
I see so much on it, though.
It was incredible. Like, it was exactly the kind of movie, like... It seems like it would have been made by A24. It's so good. It seems like that kind of style. It's really good. Obviously, I can't not talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show, which you have to watch.
I know.
You have to watch with me.
Yes, I'll watch it with you.
I think we should just have, like, when you're vaccinated and we're both good, which will be really soon, we can actually hang out soon. We should have just, like, a movie night.
Yes.
And we have to watch movies. I've never seen The Godfather.
Oh, my God. Okay, The Godfather movies are some of the best ever. I just rewatched first one, and...
And I know that I would love it because I love, like, Robert De Niro.
Young Robert De Niro, young Al Pacino, like, come at me. I also love... Okay, I love... Francis Ford Coppola. I also love... David Lynch is one of my all-time favorite directors ever. I love Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, like, all...
Yeah, Twin Peaks is a style that I cannot get on with.
Twin Peaks is my favorite, literally one of my favorite creations ever. Like, I love David Lynch. He's crazy. He's not for everyone. He's one of those, like, you hate it or you don't hate it.
Yeah.
He's very out there.
I tend to like stuff like that. The director I really want to see more of, and now, of course, I'm not going to remember his name. Ugh. The one that does really weird out there movies like The Isle of Dogs.
Oh, Wes. Oh, my God. Okay. Why are we sick? Because I was literally going to bring this up. Wes Anderson is my other favorite director.
I have never seen one movie by Wes Anderson.
Are you for Jordan?
No, never. And I know just by the commercials and the things that I see, that it would be like movies that I would like.
Okay, crazy. No, you would love it because he's like David Lynch, where they use a lot of the same actors in their movies. They have like these like handpicked people that they love to work with. And so there's a lot of the same actor, like Bill Murray is in a lot of movies. There's like Owen Wilson, I think he's in a lot of Wes Anderson. You would love, Moonrise Kingdom and The Grand Budapest Hotel are some of the best creations. Also, like, we have to watch those. We got Isle for Dogs.
We're going to have such an amazing movie marathon.
Yeah, but yeah, we should watch, you would like Moonrise Kingdom because it's so good. A lot of good actors are in these movies, too, that you probably recognize.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, like, Owen Wilson, Bill Murray, Edward Norton is in a lot of Wes Anderson movies, and then...
I want to watch more movies with Paul Rudd. That's a really weird side note, but, like, I haven't seen enough things with Paul Rudd, and I'm in love with him.
Also, that for some reason when you said Paul Rudd, I just thought of Clueless and 90s, and I have another obsession with 90s movies. I love movies from the 90s, like... anything, just
dude, Paul Rudd and Clueless, perfection,
so good. Yeah, that was
perfect. Well, since we're nearing the hour mark, I guess we should probably wrap it up. I can't believe we talked for this long already.
Was there anything else we wanted to talk about quickly, like that?
I don't know, honestly, like, the only other thing that I had written down was, like, our love for, like, when we hang out, just kind of watching, like, random YouTube videos.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Like, the random, because I feel like a lot of my life, people are always like, what's your favorite TV show? And we're that weird generation where, like, it's normal for us to have grown up on YouTube, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I still, to this day, watch 90% of my content from YouTube.
I use
YouTube for everything.
Because it's, like, one of those things for me whenever I'm in, like, a rut where I'm, like, don't have a show to watch or anything, I just browse YouTube and there's just so much to watch there.
You can watch TV on it if you want to. Like, you can find free episodes of stuff. You can find... I watch shows religiously on YouTube, and I've introduced you to some of them. I watch Good Mythical Morning, because I've been doing that since I was, like, literally in middle school. But I also watch... I really like commentary videos right now.
Yeah, wait, I see Danny Gonzalez on
I know! Well, when the last time I visited you, we watched a ton of Danny Gonzalez videos and loved them. Happy that you liked them.
I was sad to find out he was married because I, like, wanted to date him. I was like, come at
me. Dude, and the guy I've been watching, so there are three creators who all make similar videos, and the only one I don't really watch is Drew Gooden, and it's not like I have anything against him, but... there's another one called Curtis Connor, who I absolutely love. He's hilarious. But the one we watched together was Danny Gonzalez.
Wait, do you watch Cody Ko?
Yes, I love Cody Ko.
Yeah, Cody Ko. I love him
too. Except I only love the videos with Noelle, because Noelle's so hot.
Oh, I know. That's so fun. I love that. It's funny watching the cringy, when they comment on, like, cringy TikToks. It's so funny, because these are... like, the cringiest TikToks ever.
I know. I was just watching Cody Ko before we got on, actually.
That's so funny. So, no, but yeah, YouTube has been really fun just to explore on.
We love Danny Gonzalez. We love, we also watched Nuke's Top 5.
Yeah.
Which was like, so the count. Fun. If you want to be scared, it's just this YouTube compilation guy who makes video compilations of, like, TikTok videos and surveillance videos of just, like, creepy shit caught on tape.
Oh, I know. And it was really so good. But yeah, we love that. Also, I know we're not gonna have time to get into this, but, like, just a lot of podcasts we listen to, which we've talked about before, like, true crime stuff, like My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, we listen to all the normal true crime that you already know about.
Pretty much. But other than that, I guess we didn't have time to talk about, like, our childhood stuff, but, I mean, it's fine. Like, I don't think...
No, we ranted for long enough. I'm not sure who even wants to listen to this long anyway, so. But hey,
I mean, you got some good recommendations, and.
Yeah, exactly. If you, I, truly, I take pride in our recommending abilities. I think that.
Yeah, same.
You all are going to be very impressed if you watch any of the movies or shows we've talked about.
And honestly, I think it's so fun for us over the years to have shared things with each other, because I think. It'd be fun if we, like, kept adding to our list and, like, watch more things together.
Yes.
Like, I can't wait to show you. It just makes
things so much more meaningful when you watch, like, when you have, like, a tradition with someone and you have these things built up about it. I don't know. It's so much more fun.
No, I love that. I can't wait to watch Wes Anderson with you and.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so great.
I can't wait to watch, like, OG, like, Paranormal Activity with you.
I
know.
See, I haven't seen that, so it's gonna be so fun. But, yeah.
You've seen Silence of the Lambs, right?
No, I have not seen that. I know. It's weird. Okay, it's weird because I'm literally obsessed with it. Like, I know so much about it, and I have wanted to watch it for so long, but I've never actually seen it.
And it truly holds, like, it is one of the best.
And it's 90s. Thrillers. It's literally 90s, like, true. Oh, my God.
It's 90s. Or not true crime, it's Jodie Foster in her prime.
Ugh.
It's about Buffalo Bill, who lived in Wisconsin.
So is it, because I was confused if it was true crime or just, like, fiction. Like, is it based on true?
It is fictional, but the main killer that they're trying to find is based off of, Ed Gein? Yeah, it's amazing. We have to watch it. Holy shit. That was literally, like, the first, when I was starting to get into horror movies. And I wouldn't even consider that a horror movie. It's just a thriller, but it's the first one that, it's the first horror movie I ever watched. So it's like,
yay. Well, we will make our list. We will continue on make our list, but I'm so happy we did this. And
me too. It was so fun reliving our stuff. And we get so obsessed. Like, both of us get so obsessed with things. Find yourself a friend who gets obsessed with the same things you do, because it's so boring. And you can analyze it
together.
It's so boring when people are just, like, mildly interested in things. Don't be mildly interested in things. Be really fucking obsessed with things.
And no, also, no shame. Whatever you want to like, you like it and be proud of it. And
yeah, no kink shaming here.
No. Never. Never. If you knew us, I mean, we wouldn't even go into this, but.
Oh, my God.
No shame.
Yeah. But, all right, well, we should probably go before we take up any more of your time, but we are so thankful for you tuning in to our fun bonus episode.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to, like, the two people who are gonna listen to this. As always, we'll be back at you next week with a witchy episode. Our next episode is going to be on manifestation.
I'm so excited to continue our witchcraft series. Yeah, so stay tuned next week. But in the meantime, check out all our socials and website, witchesbrew.com with
two V's.
And yeah, the usual stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.